Welcome, everybody, to the Sun on the Strip podcast. This is Brock Radke, the entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, with a new conversation for you today with Brian Newman, who has become a headliner in his own right on the Las Vegas Strip. He first started performing in Vegas as the band leader for Lady Gaga's jazz and piano show at Park Theater. And very quickly after that debut, he started his own show, Brian Newman After Dark, at the Nomad, also at Park MGM. Many of those nights are he's doing two shows in one night, going straight from the Gaga thing into the Nomad with his own band and a bunch of special guests. And sometimes Lady Gaga herself has dropped into that room, but it's an old school jazzy variety show. And he had signed on for a lot more dates in 2020. He's super excited to pick it back up again when this craziness is over and he can get back to Vegas.
This is a little bit ridiculous because you and I have spoken a lot, but we've never met in person. And just when I was set to, you know, come back to Nomad and see you in March, this little pandemic thing happens. It's keeping us apart.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts, man. I miss Las Vegas for sure. I miss everything about it, man. It's just a great town.
What have you been up to kind of keep busy during this quarantine time?
Oh, man, you know what? I've been working on my old car a lot. I got a 1951 Mercury. Redid the interior panels and just, a general upkeep and, you know, lots of fun stuff to do on that. And then I've been working a lot playing trumpet, just trying to stay real sharp. We've been doing a lot of content, me and my wife and my daughter, you know, recording and videos and music and all just, you know, and spending a lot of family time, which has been amazing. You know what I mean? That's like, hopefully we'll never get a chance like this again, but when will you get another chance like this to spend this kind of quality time with your family? You know, so I'm really taking advantage of that and just enjoying ourselves as much as we can, you know, and being safe.
Yeah, I would imagine that you and your incredible wife, also a performer, Angie, could cook up a pretty amazing show from home, maybe a new genre of like quarantine jazz burlesque or something.
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, that's funny that we've been doing shows like that. And, you know, they've been actually sometimes, you know, she did a show the other day and like they're making decent money. You know what I mean? Almost similar to what they would make if they were at a show. So there's certain things that are better and certain things that are worse, but you know, it's we just got to kind of make do with what we got and make the best quality music and entertainment that we can, you know. I feel more, there's more time to get the stuff perfect, you know. So we've been having fun perfecting our craft, you know.
Obviously you're a recording artist and a composer as well, but maybe best known as a live performer, and certainly you've established that in Las Vegas in the last year plus. I've been talking to a lot of different kinds of artists lately about kind of that struggle to stay creative and try to shift gears when you can't do what you do, which is get on stage and share music with people. It just seems like such a big challenge.
Yeah, it definitely is, man. And especially in the beginning, it was tough to get your mind to motivate that way. You know what I mean? To do a show on stage it. You know, I've been doing these shows on stage it, and it's been me solo, either with the piano or some tracks that we made. You know, it's definitely a more low budget than what we would do in Las Vegas, but it's still connecting. You know what I mean? And I think this is a good time for artists to connect with their audience and gain new fans. You know, and I think like, you know, I've always been good about writing people back on Instagram and Facebook and just staying connected. But now I have even more time to really focus on that. And like I said, focus on our craft and focus on building a larger audience for our type of entertainment. You know,
your Vegas show, it's at the Nomad at Park MGM, Brian Newman After Dark, really kind of caught fire quickly. How do you think it's kind of evolved since you first started doing those shows?
You know, the funniest thing, man, is it's like with that formula for that show has been around for like 150 years. So, you know what I mean? It's just like, and we've been doing it in some form, me and my wife together and separately for the past, 20 years or so in New York. So to be able to go to Las Vegas and do the show that we wanted to do, since the beginning with everything that we wanted, the showgirls, the burlesque, the jazz, the music, you know, the special guests. I mean, it's just like, that's evolved, you know, on its own, just because it's just a whole nother level of what we could do in New York, you know, as opposed to what we can do in Las Vegas and how much fun we can have with those, adding those kind of elements and, you know, building up the music. And, I think another way that it's really progressed is the genres of music that we're touching on. It's not just jazz anymore. It's, you know, it's what I like to call the American music. You know, it's just like, you know, it's Nirvana songs. They're 30 years old now. It's Billy Joel. It's Bruce Springsteen. It's Sting. It's not just, Cole Porter and there's all these different genres that we can build off of and, you know, make the show accessible for everyone without changing the content. And that's one of my favorite things about the Vegas show at the Nomad at the Park MGM.
There's definitely there's a style to what you're doing there. And the fact that you're doing it in such an awesome venue certainly helps. But I think that the tone of your show, I think it was starting to influence nightlife on the Strip a little bit. If you look at what they're doing at Mayfair, at the Bellagio, and a few other venues, you know, some restaurants, some more clubby, loungy type of things. The things that work with your show are elements that are being borrowed and changed up a bit to connect with audiences. So that must be pretty cool for you to see that happen.
Oh, it's great. It's great to see it come back. And, you know, like I said before, like, you know, our show, we're not reinventing the wheel. You know, we didn't invent that kind of show, but we're having having a great time putting on that kind of show. And that's humbling and honoring to have other people, you know, pick up this older kind of variety kind of vibe, you know, so that's been fun. I love the Mayfair. I have not been to the Bellagio yet. I was going to go when we were there now in a week or so, but you know, we'll have to save that for next time.
Yeah. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. They're probably,
oh, I can't
you'll,
wait.
You'll probably have to get up on stage at some point, I'm sure.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things. I miss the stage. You know, even if we don't play on a stage all the time, I miss being in front of people and just playing music. You know, that's like you said, that's what we do best and that's what we do the most. And it's my favorite thing by far. So I'm excited to get back to that.
That show has like a similar spontaneous energy to it, but it's very well planned and choreographed, and everything that's happening is supposed to happen. With your show, there's a lot of genuine spontaneity, a lot because you have so many different guests and surprise guests all the time.
Yeah, totally. We try to just keep ourselves on our toes. I mean, you know, with this American music that I'm talking about, you know, the band and I have this repertoire that you know, we can play not any song, but we can play a lot of songs in any key at any time. So it's great to have that kind of spontaneity and be able to pull that kind of stuff off, you know. And that I'm thankful for my band in that sense, where so that, you know, they can roll with me when I tell them that so and so's coming in tonight. You know, we need to get this together. You know, maybe she or he'll sing, maybe she won't, but we got to be ready. So that's and you know, I know we learned a lot about how to do that with Lady Gaga. You know, over the years playing with her, you know, everything's got to happen when it needs to happen. If she wants to do a new song that night, we got to do a new song that night. So we have to make it happen and make it happen in a way that's going to sound great and really be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, she's popped in on your show several times, but you've had some great players that, you know, they're not names that we know necessarily, but they're just outstanding musicians. And then you've had so many different kinds of Vegas entertainers, magicians and comedians and different people pop in. What's it been like for you to really get to know the Vegas entertainment community and culture through this collaboration?
Brock, it's been a dream come true. I mean, you know, to get to work with Murray the magician and you know, all the great other guests like Jacqueline McSpadden, and just the level of talent in Vegas is unsurpassed. I love being surrounded by that many great players and great musicians and singers, and it just really opens it up for us to have those kind of guests. And, you know, even people passing through town, you know, whether they're from Vegas or they're there for another show, it's been great to have those kind of guys come and sit in. To me, that's what music's about. It's about the camaraderie and about being together and making music together and to be able to make music with new people we haven't played with before, or, you know, heroes of ours that we have the honor of playing with on at the After Dark show. It's humbling and I can't say it enough. I'm just honored to be in Las Vegas doing this kind of show, doing the show that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, and you definitely, you can tell you're having a lot of fun doing it along the way. Are there any particular nights that stand out to you, or any guests that just really stick out in your mind as, you know, super memorable? Can't believe that happened. I remember you had Robbie Krieger from The Doors come in one night and play, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, that was incredible. Robbie Krieger, Terrence Blanchard, that was one of the best ones, the night that Terrence Blanchard came in. He's just incredible trumpet player, and the movie scores that he's written for Spike Lee, and just he's such a tremendous gift, you know, and that was to have him come and sit in with us. And he's from New Orleans, so when we did When the Saints Go Marching In, like, he just came out, and man, we did the second line together, and that was probably one of the most memorable nights, you know. And Robbie Krieger was also, that was the same night, so it was a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Vegas for you. Always overwhelmed.
Yeah, man. Totally. I mean, and that's what I love about it, man. The crowds are great. The rooms, I mean, like you said before, the Nomad restaurant, the room is just incredible. And the level of that Nomad and MGM have gone to make the room, you know, every time we come back there, they upgraded the stereo system. The sound system, or they upgraded the lights. Like every time we go there, it's something that makes the show better for the audience and better for the band and just all around. And I just, that's stuff you do not get everywhere else, you know, that the level of perfection that they want to achieve, you know. But, you know, it's funny you talk about the spontaneity of the show, and a lot of that is true spontaneity, and a lot of it comes off, and, you know, it comes off as spontaneity, but the amount of work that we all put into that show is tremendous. So I love when you say that, Brock, when you say, like, oh, it's so spontaneous, you know, because sometimes it's planned and sometimes it's not.
Well, you can see all the work that goes into it. In the end result, for sure. What else do you want to say to everybody out there who's looking forward to catching you in Vegas again soon?
Oh man, I just want to say to everybody, listen, I love you. I know this is tough. It's tough on everybody. We're all on the same boat. And once this is over, we're all going to be back. The show will go on, and it's going to be better than ever. You know, I think everywhere is going to be better than ever. You know, we all just got to come together right now and do the right thing. And come back. When it comes back, we'll be gangbusters, baby.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Sun on the Strip podcast. You can find past episodes at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. You can also subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts. Have a great week.